So many teens who are figuring out their sexual identity or gender identity really stress about coming out, when to do it, whether to do it, how to do it, who should they tell, who should they not tell. This has come into focus in this week's episode of our new podcast, Kids These Days. The show, created by and about teens, is a collaboration between Michigan Radio and Community High in Ann Arbor. On this week's episode, high school junior Genevieve Thomas Palmer wants to know, why in 2020 is coming out still a thing? Should we even need to come out anymore?
This is my friend Brennan.
It was not the experience that I was expecting.
She's telling me about the time she had the talk with her mom.
One day I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I have really bad anxiety, so I was like sweating and I started crying. And my mom was like, oh my God, what is wrong? Because I hadn't said anything yet at that point. I asked her to take me on a car ride to Dairy Queen. I was like, let's go to Dairy Queen.
They hop in the car, turn on the radio. A song by The Police is on.
And I was like, Mom, I'm a lesbian. And she was like, sweetie, it's okay. I know.
Brennan and I both came out during our early teenage years. But my coming out experience was a little different from hers. When I was coming to terms with my queerness, Brennan's story was the type of coming out story I'd always heard about. The fear, the tears, the split second of uncertainty after those words left your mouth. But when I actually came out to my parents, I tried not to make a big deal out of it. It happened right here.
We were sitting at the dinner table.
I sat down to talk to both of my parents about my coming out. That was my mom, Kate.
I remember it as the summer before your ninth grade year. I remember I said something about, you've mentioned before that you're wondering how, you know, if you might be not straight, and you said, oh, I'm gay. I'm totally gay. And I said, oh, well, I thought maybe. And you said, oh, yeah, that's definitely I'm gay.
For me, it was not a surprise.
That's my dad, John.
And I remember being glad that you felt you could tell us. I remember being glad that your telling us did not seem like it was a big deal to you. But I also remember, and I still feel this way, feeling a little bit sad that you are queer simply because socially it is more difficult. And I worry about what that means for your mental, emotional health and safety.
I remember having that feeling too, and feeling more scared than sad.
Mom, you look kind of teary. Could you explain maybe why that is?
I am really glad that you feel comfortable being out. There's a spirit about you that is very lively, and I think that spirit would be partly damaged or tamped down if you didn't feel comfortable being out.
I think you guys are really great parents, and what's meant a lot to me is that you guys are so open and willing to learn and to listen, like you guys were talking about, and I don't think I could have asked for better parents.
I am very lucky. My parents, friends, and peers have, for the most part, accepted me for who I am. But not everyone is lucky. My friend Brennan, the one who came out to her mom on the way to Dairy Queen, lives in Alabama. Both of her parents accept her. But there was a time when the kids at school didn't.
I was bullied pretty severely as a kid, especially in middle school.
Brennan had a girlfriend at the time. One day, her girlfriend kissed Brennan on the cheek in the hallway, and a group of girls saw it happen. She saw them whispering about it after.
And the next day, I got pushed down a set of stairs by one of them, and I was like, what just happened? I just fell down a set of stairs after somebody pushed me on the back, like shoved me on the back, and that was probably my worst experience.
That was middle school. She was bullied in elementary school, too.
I got called gay in elementary school, and I, like, even before I knew what that meant. And I can remember writing in my journal when I was younger. I remember writing, people always call me gay. Of course I'm gay. I'm happy. Because I thought gay meant happy. I didn't understand that it meant a bad thing. And to some people, that it means a bad thing, that it's an insult that that a lot of people use.
I wanted to investigate the idea of coming out. If it feeds into heteronormativity and straight privilege, should people even come out? I wanted to hear opinions about this from all different types of queer people. My friend Noe came out later in her life than I did. She didn't start questioning her heterosexuality until the summer she was 16. But while she was at camp, she discovered she was bisexual.
At first, I think I was a little bit in denial of it. I was like, no, I just really want to be friends with this person. And then, like, it kind of settled in for me where I was like, no, I definitely like this person, and they are a girl. And so, therefore, I am at least bisexual.
Another friend of mine is Sage. He's president of my school's Queer Straight Alliance. He is trans and has a lot of practice coming out. He says he constantly needs to remind people of his pronouns.
Honestly, one of the most relaxing things about quarantine is the fact that I don't have to come out to someone every single day.
What is that like, having to come out constantly?
Honestly, exhausting, because, you know, like every week someone goes, well, what did your name used to be? And I'm like, I don't want to tell you, and I don't owe you that. Something that happens to a lot of LGBTQ+ people is that we're used as a sort of Google. It's not my job to explain to you why different trans people want different surgeries. The constant need for folks to know the innermost workings of my identity is not tiring.
Coming out can be stressful and exhausting. In a perfect world, would we even need to come out? Here's Sage.
I think everyone should have to do it. I think that straight people should be like, Mom, Dad, I'm heterosexual. There is something about coming out that has changed me. Knowing that I have people that support me and will support me was super important to being able to experiment and being able to feel secure in myself. And that, I don't know, I think it might be useful for a lot of people to go through that.
Coming out highlights straight privilege. Because straight is the default, straight people don't have to come out. But taking the time to come to terms with your identity and expressing that to the world can also be a beautiful thing.
You can hear the rest of this episode of Kids These Days, which further explores what it means to come out and talks to LGBTQ teens about the concept of virginity. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Support for Kids These Days comes from the Michigan Health Endowment Fund, a philanthropic foundation working to improve the health of Michigan residents with a focus on the wellness of children and older adults. More at mihealthfund.org. And from the Children's Foundation, working to improve the health and well-being of children and their families with pediatric research, education, community benefit programs, and other initiatives. On the web at yourchildrensfoundation.org.